I'm currently working on a long poem about the Isle of Purbeck in Dorset. This is an extract called Approaching Cleeville Point. 1. Once I halted on the wide grassy plateau over hour, stopped at the private sign. Now I can say I passed that sign, crossed that cattle grid, went down that track. I've been trying to read signs of occupation off the land. The new ones are not always obvious. The old ones buried, broken, scuffed. 2. Marine transgressions, meaning silting and erosion that went to work here. Medieval furrows separated Romano-British. Islands of survival. The poetry of archaeology is a palette of description, just as exact and just as broad as it needs to be. 3. The first was in a boiler suit and said I wouldn't bother, I'd just go down there. He was raking something down from the hedgerow, or perhaps he was cutting it. What was he doing? Working. Sorry to interrupt you. The second was down there, and though at first I hesitated, his evasion suggested no more right to be there than us. It's right here, Wen cornered at the water's edge. It's right here, just go round the corner, and his excitable lurcher pawed my father with red tinsel in its collar, hedged in with a surer pale than wood. All on a Boxing Day trespass. The gate was open and the pumping station hummed. 4. A technical language, a thing of beauty, a palette to work in, to grind and puddle. Animal bone, marine mollusks, burnt bone, shale, ill-defined gullies and scoops, burnt soils varying from dark grey through light brown to bright, marine mollusks, undulated lenses. Mottled muddy clay, raw white clay, marine shell, briquetage, crushed charcoal, flint. 5. Left of the door, an earplug dispenser. Do not enter pump room when red indicator is illuminated. Check status of fire and gas panel. This site has been declassified to a non-hazardous location. X-certified equipment is not essential for safe operation. Right, a fire alarm weathers to pink. 6. Artifacts perform active metaphorical work in the world in a manner that words cannot. They have their own form of communicative agency. I felt it gently between my fingers, but found much earth mixed in. 7. Brent geese, afloat in the offing, covertly synchronous. Impossible to detect the moment they swing, but now all weakly magnetized another way. Perhaps a net of edging relations between neighbours and Purbeck edges into harbour, back and forth through abutments, mud bank, channel, reed bank, marsh, puddle, piling, inlet, flint bank, creek, shingle, deep, lake. 8. Trespasses of vert and venison that Henry Smeadmore, John Stop, John Cole Jr., and others whose names are given, entered the King's Warren in the night of Sunday next before the feast of St. Valentine, with a net and a dog, to take the King's deer, and the said Henry and John, with their net and dog, are now in the Castle of Corfe. 9. The archaeologist's descriptions are care embodied. There is a particular language that objects speak, an oblique, obdurate song. Notate, translate, publish. This is salvage poetry, and the jumbled mess I've made of numbered pits and kilns, occupational debris, more like looting. The legality of this occupation is in question. When is it not? I've disturbed the context, covered the paw print, tracking back and forth. 10. When the tide ebbs, it has the appearance of a vast swamp. Nothing under the idea of landscape can be more disagreeable. In some parts, when the tide is full and you can get a few trees into the view, you have a tolerable Dutch landscape delete, human encounter, territorial thrashing, production and waste, rusting trough, mineral prospect, clayed fingernail. 11. Karen shows me a few shards from when she worked on the dig. All black burnished ware, BB1, the local stuff, thick, dark, unglazed, each fragment dent to the hand, rubbed to a polish when leather hard. The silent conversations of things fill the air, throwing human shapes in sharp relief. Here was formerly a pottery. 12. The sun slips into the fabric of the reeds through listed fragments of imported Arantine ware. Slip, red, mirror bright, extremely smooth. Slip, thin and washy, very variable through dull red-brown to orange-brown. Slip, thick, dark red-brown, smooth. Slip, very smooth, scorched. Fabric, pale buff to light dirty yellow. Fabric, pale pink with plentiful mica. Fabric, pale, scorched. Fabric, pale, somewhat coarse, very slightly burnt.